As we reported earlier this morning, Milwaukee Public Schools Superintendent Gregory Thornton formally leaves his job today. He's been named CEO of the public school system in Baltimore. MPS is preparing to launch a national search for Thornton's replacement, and by all accounts, the new leader will face a throng of challenges, including a budget on the brink. A new report by the Public Policy Forum in Milwaukee details a dire financial picture for the school district. Forum President Rob Hankin shared the findings with WUWM's Aaron Toner.
More than 50% of MPS's revenues are coming from the state of Wisconsin. So right off the bat, when you look at are there alternatives that MPS may have to modify its revenue structure on its own, there really aren't. 50% from state government, actually a little bit more, and about 20% from the federal government, so largely out of its control. In terms of its ability to have any impact on the situation, the biggest driver is enrollment. If somehow MPS could wave a magic wand and increase its school enrollment, then that would have a positive impact because of the way the state revenue formula is designed. Unfortunately, not only can it not do that, but the trends are all pointing the other way, both demographic trends and the fact that the competition grows more and more fierce for MPS.
MPS saved a lot of money through Act 10. Essentially, it cut benefits for employees and then was able to do a few new things with that money, like hire back some teachers. How long will those types of savings, from the benefit side, last?
So without question, the ability to immediately take advantage of that opportunity to redesign benefit offerings without having to collectively bargain that has produced some substantial savings. The question is, can you continue to do that year after year to the extent that healthcare is again going to start raising at an inflationary rate? Do their revenue streams have the capacity to keep up with that? They don't. And so then the question becomes, are you in a position where you can continue to do more redesigning of your healthcare offerings and or reducing those very benefits without having an impact on the quality of your workforce? And can they compete with choice and charter schools for students, which is what ostensibly the system that we have created is intending to happen? Can that happen effectively with these types of financial challenges?
Let's look back a little bit. How did MPS get to this point, this dire financial situation that you've described? We know that declining enrollment has had a major impact on revenue, but what else?
MPS did grant a very generous level of healthcare benefits. We actually took a look at the healthcare benefits that were offered in comparison to other large urban districts. And I don't think there's any question that the benefit levels were higher. But that does have to be countered with the realization that on the salary side, MPS's salaries when compared to its peers were not on the high side. So an argument could be made that one reason that benefit levels are so high at MPS is that salary levels are not as high, and that perhaps that was a conscious choice made by employee unions during the collective bargaining process. Be that as it may, that made the financial situation completely unsustainable.
How close would you say Milwaukee Public Schools is to some sort of tipping point where we'll see some really big changes?
We don't know what's going to happen in future state budgets, and even inflationary increases in state and federal revenue streams would be helpful. But according to current five-year fiscal projections by MPS, there is a concern that any of the revenue increases that they would see will have to be put toward accommodating just general inflationary increases in health care and related costs. And so that would leave no room whatsoever to do anything new and different in terms of programmatic initiatives, in terms of activities to try to attract and retain a higher quality workforce, et cetera. And in fact, it's feared that there would have to be cuts of up to 450 teachers, according to projections, according to just looking out and saying, based on what's happened in the past, here's what we think our revenue streams will do. So I don't know about a tipping point, but clearly they are getting back to the point where they are going to have to look at reductions in their teaching workforce if nothing else changes. And depending on what happens with enrollment, that could be very problematic.